Cheer bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hey, this is Sean, the producer guy. Before we start the show, we want to let you know that because of some of the content discussed in this episode, we recommend that listeners be age 13 and older. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
How are you?
I'm so good. You look so pretty.
Thank you. We're getting pictures done after this.
We're having a photo shoot because we're going to be in a magazine. I think that is so cool. I'm still like beside myself.
I was wondering if we should blend. You know how the piece that we had to write up for them? We're talking about Inside Cheer.
Yeah.
The piece we had to write up. I'm wondering if we should combine ours because, like, you know how it's like a bio? Mine's very light on cheerleading.
Oh, really? Well, I'll show you. I'll send you mine.
Just combine it. Mine starts off with like, well, a coach and a mom start a podcast. yeah, I'm excited for this photo. I told you that the photographer is related to, he's married to a sister from the siblings from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, and sorry, that was my gay voice going I went up like 12 octave. Yes, Julian and Derek Hough, who I'm like literally obsessed with. Julian Hough is everything.
I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. And yeah, this he's a local photographer. He's wonderful. And but I don't know him, like, we're not friends or anything. I think we've met many years ago or something. But through Facebook, I, you know, followed him. And when he got married, I think he got married last year and he had a baby. And then I connected the dots. I was like, what? I want to know how they met.
Right. I want to know everything.
Yeah, so we'll ask him in the
photo. Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
Small world, 6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees.
We're a couple degrees away from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's kind of cool. Yeah, I haven't worn this much makeup in months. It was really?
Me neither. I'm just kidding.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. So good. Busy.
Busy.
There have been a lot of competitions going on. And, well, you know, I work with, like, school teams, like, around town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw someone, one of the local teams. Yeah,
Topsail. Won, like, a state conference or something like that. I don't know. It was some type of a conference. I want to say state, but I'm probably wrong.
They were on the front page of the paper, were they?
I think so, yeah. Star News.
Yeah, awesome. Congratulations, Topsail.
Yeah, both JV and varsity.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know with, like, high school competitions along with, like, All-Stars, but they divide them with like JV and varsity, and then like there's non-tumble and tumble, small and large, and I'm sure there are other like divisions, but they didn't do that at this competition, so it was like straight up JV against JV and varsity against varsity, and those two teams won.
Awesome.
They're so awesome.
Congratulations to them.
Yes, congratulations.
I've always wanted to talk about high school cheer, not on this podcast because I haven't done any research, but I've always wanted, because I'm a Girl Scout leader. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
And I've been a Girl Scout leader since my daughter's 16, since she was a kindergartner, so since she was 5. And a couple of girls are on the Hoggard varsity.
Really?
Yes. Cheerleading. And some of the girls I know from competitive cheer are on junior varsity, and they have skills way beyond, you know, my Girl Scout. And I've always wondered, like, why, like, I mean, I'd have to ask the coach and stuff or the cheerleaders themselves, but why, how they pick who goes to junior, like, is it age, you know, grade related?
I think some of it is, like, an age and grade thing. Like, I'm pretty sure Hoggard, like, if you're a freshman, varsity is, like, a seniority thing. Like,
that's,
if you've been there longer. But then I know, like, some, like, juniors that have been on, like, JV, like, juniors in high school that have, like, stayed on JV.
Yeah.
So, I guess it just depends on, like, the coach. Just depends
actually,
on the coach, really.
Our dear Marcus and Marisol mentioned, one of them mentions their high school cheer, I think. So, that'll be cool.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I did not, I have to be honest, did not watch much cheer this weekend.
No.
No, I was sick. I had one of my kids tested positive for both strains of the flu.
Oh my gosh.
I had a stomach bug like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's a boomerang effect, or I didn't bleach my house enough. I don't know.
But so it came back.
It came back. And then I've been tired. I've been super tired because of it. Like, I can't seem to catch up. Mm-hmm. And then if I miss like a day, like I took, I think, 2 days total, including the weekends, where I just kind of don't do with anything work related. And I just fall so far behind. I've got a lot. Work and cheer bomb's like 1/4 of my business.
Yeah.
And like I have another one that actually just launched. I'm a partner in this company. It's a healthcare company, and they just launched last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got that. I got cheer bomb, which is doing fantastic. Yes. The numbers are doing great. And then, you know, just my regular job.
Mom.
Then the single mom thing. So I've just been like, I feel just like a little rundown.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining because I'm very fortunate, very blessed, and I'm grateful for every opportunity I have. So, but yeah, I didn't get to watch much cheerleading.
I'm just asking for a couple more hours in the day.
I know, right? Well, it gets dark so early too. I think that's affecting me.
I think so.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Because it's like, usually I feel like I can do lots of things right up until like, you know, dinner time. Mm-hmm. And now it's like 4:30 and I'm like, oh, God, I'm tired.
Yeah. It feels like I normally get out of the gym at like 9 o'clock and it feels like it's like 11,
yeah,
11:30.
Yeah. It's,
cause it gets dark at like 4:45. That's so silly.
Can't believe Christmas is like
next week.
Crazy.
Week from today is Christmas Eve.
Crazy. This, it just feels weird to me.
If you guys haven't noticed, we record these. Okay.
The interviews are recorded at different times, and then the intros and the outros are recorded the week of to try to keep it topical.
But yeah, Christmas is next week. I'm not going to lie. I'm not done with Christmas shopping.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. I haven't started Christmas shopping except for share tickets.
I thought that was a birthday gift. That's a Christmas gift and a birthday.
And it may be Valentine's Day and 4th of July, Easter.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I guess.
I love Cher. I'm done with my children's Christmas shopping, but I do this every blessed year, and I'm hoping this year will be different, which is the Christmas shopping is done. And then like the week right before Christmas, I will have this maternal freak out that there's not enough under the Christmas tree, and I'll go and I'll budget how much I'm going to spend for my kids, right? And then blow it completely out of the, for aesthetics, because my tree does not look like it has enough under it, or some like innate fear in me that they're not going to have like the best Christmas ever if I don't get, which I know is irrational. It's not true. It's not what the holiday's about. But it happens every year.
It's the mom.
I don't know. It's very strange. I'm hoping this year, because they're 16, 16, mm-hmm. and 12, but I'm not going to do that because there's no need. We'll see. I'll let you know.
We'll see.
So you ready to do some Dear Marcus's
emails? Yes.
Okay. I got two. I believe one of them has a lot of curse words.
Oh.
Which one? One is about a gym power dynamic, and one is about boys and cheerleading.
Hold on. A gym?
Yeah.
They named the gym?
No. Just like the a situation between, this is a mom that wrote in, and she's talking about basically a gym owner and a director. You want to start with that one? Or do you want to do the boys first?
Boys?
Boys and cheerleading.
Oh, yeah. Let's defend my boys. I feel like this is going to be a fight.
No. This was actually, this is like less about cheerleading and more like, boy, you know, a crush.
Oh, okay. Boys in cheerleading. Yeah. Okay,
it says boys and cheerleading. Message. Okay. I love your show. My favorite one so far is the one with Ryan Cummings.
Mine too.
You can't say that as a host.
I'm just kidding.
He's not. And how you discuss Mean Girls, and I thought maybe you could give me advice on boys. I was about to say something really sarcastic there about me giving you advice on boys. I've been cheering since I was a little girl, and I have had no time for boys or dating. Plus, I feel like two people, my cheer person and my school person. I don't do school cheer. That's what I was telling you about. Because the team is not very good.
Ooh.
And I can't make a lot of the games. So school friends don't really get my cheer me. I have two different Instagram profiles and two sets of friends, and I feel like I live two different lives. I invited a boy that has been tutoring me in math to a competition this weekend, and he was shocked. I think he likes me, but since the competition, he's been acting weird. We were texting a lot, and I was sure he was going to make a move, but since he came to the competition, he has been weird and distant. WTH? You got a thought there, Mr. Marcus?
Okay, well, boys in cheerleading. Boys and cheerleading.
So this is a boy who's not in cheerleading and has probably never been to a competition.
Probably.
Doesn't understand the scope of it. And she seems, I mean, she makes it kind of clear that she kind of keeps that. Well, there's still a lot going on in here, so let's break it down. She feels like two people, the cheer person and the school person.
Which is silly. You don't have to feel like that.
Well, it kind of, I find that interesting because why would you keep it, why would you keep it separate? I mean, I feel like cheerleaders are so cheerleaders, like it's such a huge part of their life that why would you feel that, like there's something there, I think. Like, why would you, like having two different Instagram accounts? I've heard of that,
I mean,
though.
Kids have.
The Finsta?
Nowadays, yeah. We've talked about the Finsta, haven't we? I think we've talked about the Finsta.
Yeah. By the way, parents know about the Finsta's kids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
It's not a secret.
No, it's not.
For parents who may not know, your child has a fake Instagram account where it's their real Instagram account.
That's their real Instagram. Okay.
So I can see the two things. She's not in her high school cheer, which I think is probably not necessarily uncommon.
No.
But why would a boy go to a cheer competition and then start acting weird?
Well, he did show some type of interest. I don't know any boys that would like, without like dating, like fully like dating the girl.
Yeah, that's
or anyone.
Totally true.
He's some type of interested in.
That's a in great it. Point. Because I would, you know, that's like an all day thing.
Yeah.
And if you travel and stuff and the cost to get in, I mean, he went to the competition, he saw you. I think Marcus is absolutely right. There was interest there.
There's an interest there. Cheerleading is a lot to handle. A cheerleading competition is a lot to handle.
Do you think he maybe went there and was like, I don't want to do this every other week for...
I don't think that was his mindset.
No.
Plus, I think
he was a math tutor, so that's a
He's
lot.
He's probably overwhelmed.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he went... Any straight male who goes to a cheer competition who doesn't have any like family involved is interested probably. So I think your instinct on that is probably 100% right. Maybe he was just overwhelmed.
It is a lot to handle. So that's what I'm going to go with. He was just overwhelmed. And don't you fret because there are other fishy in the sea that would love to go to that cheerleading competition and watch you kill it, girl.
Good advice. And I would say, as far as, you know, she's asking us for advice, like why he would be distant. I don't know why. Can't guess. Just make an assumption that you know, he was intimidated. You know, I go back to the two personality things. That's something you might want to integrate. Like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Be happy with yourself. Be proud of yourself and love yourself. And
accept all in.
Yeah. Don't worry about people judging you one way or another. That's their issue. They judge you. It's a reflection of them. It's not on you. So that's my like first piece of advice. And then boys.
Boys are silly to begin with.
Well, if I was in college and I was studying women's studies again, I would write a paper on how cell phones or smartphones have changed, like the social evolution of cell phones is so different between boys and girls. I feel like girls, it helps them mature.
Mm-hmm.
They learn stuff. They're all the information's out there for them to get. And I feel like boys are devolving, if that's a word.
Yeah. You know?
I really do. I don't think they have, I see it in my older children, not specific to my kids, but in their friends and stuff. And also I'm single and I date. And men, I don't know if they've handled these little mini computers well, you know?
You're right.
I can't, I don't want to say what I, you know, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Well, I can't.
Oh.
I can't say that, right? The pics that boys are known to be sending a lot of, mm-hmm. it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I can't say what it is. Bleep pics.
Yes.
To me is a sign of that gender devolving. Like, no one wants to see it. It's not interesting. No one cares.
Yeah. You're right. And, take the phones away.
Yeah. Well, or grow up. But
that too.
Yeah. So boys, I think, are just slower to be mature, mm-hmm. when it comes to dating and girls, straight boys, I should say. And so take that into consideration. So if this is a math tutor, he goes to a competitions, he's probably just overwhelmed. And, you know, if you've been cheering for a long time, you're probably very good. He's probably intimidated. The glam, the hair, the makeup, mm-hmm. the uniforms.
When you come from behind that curtain, you're a completely different person.
Yeah. So my advice would be talk to him.
Yes.
Have a conversation and, don't put too much expectations on him. Just, boys, good Lord, and men. you know, I say this to my older daughter all the time. I'm like, they just need to mature just a little. They have to catch up to the girl and the mm-hmm. woman a little bit on the stuff like dating and
yeah.
emotional maturity. They're just always like kind of behind. But I do say this too. If he's a math tutor, that's the kind of boy that you want to be in a relationship with, and train him. That's what I tell my daughter. I'm going to be honest. Find the guy that you can train to treat you the way you want to be treated. Don't go chasing boys. That's like, just, it's just a nightmare. It's, I know a lot of girls do it. I'm chasing boys. It's just from the get-go, you're behind the eight ball. So find that math tutor. Find that boy who doesn't know he's cute.
And train him.
That's my advice. Okay, you ready for the second one?
Yes.
The second one has a lot of curse words.
Uh-oh.
And I had to read it a few times because I couldn't. Remind me to tell you what I think about the way she signed off on this. Okay. The subject is called director.
Oh.
We have an amazing gym owner and many great coaches, but the new all-star director is a bleep. Mm? All caps.
Oh.
He is fake, a lazy liar, and acts one way with one group of people and totally different with others. The gym owner has taken a lot of time off the season due to personal issues, and this monster is ruining her program.
Oh.
A group of us moms tried to meet with her to let her know, but she asked us to give him a chance. They are friends, and she doesn't see his evil ways. I'm sorry. It's just funny who talks that way. She does not see his behavior with the teams, the way he talks to them and us. He is the fakest, or this is all in caps. He is the fakest, I can say mofo, right?
Yeah.
But she spelled it out in all caps. He is the fakest mofo in the world. The season just started and I already want to quit. Pissed at practice. So the first thing that jumped out at me, it was the season just started and I already want to quit. And she's the mom. That's a person okay. who's, that's what I was, that's the first thing that I got from this mm-hmm. was like, ooh, let's take a moment back. Your child is not anywhere in this scenario. This is all about you in this email.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I appreciate you writing in, but if you're writing in, you're expecting us to be honest with you, right?
Yeah.
So pissed at practice, you might be one of the parents out there that is way too
involved. Not involved.
Not involved, but like you sign off like you're the cheerleader. You sign off with, the season just started and I already want to quit. Well, you're not cheering. So you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm articulating it right, but...
No, that's it.
What's jumping off at me is like, pissed at practice, take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything you've written is not valid. It could totally be true, but you have to realign your intentions here. And is it affecting your child specifically?
Yeah.
She doesn't say anything about her kid. Not one sentence. It's all about the gym owner, the all-star director, and moms. No cheerleader in that mix. No. So that's.
I want to know what's going on.
You know, people don't do well with change, in my experience. Mm-hmm. In any industry, when someone new comes in a position of power, I feel that it's very common for many people to be ugly mm-hmm. about the change. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily about the person, but about change.
No, it's, yeah. No, we get that a lot. We've had people, like, coaches, like, quit or
move on.
Had to leave, and we've had to like change tumble class schedule, not the schedule, not the time, but like the coaches. Mm-hmm. And I know some people didn't like that. We've gotten a couple emails.
Yeah, and
it happens.
I know in like just regular jobs, when someone new comes in a position, excuse me, yeah, people get their, you know, feathers ruffled. And, mm-hmm. To me, this one is like, and I'm not a therapist, but I'm like, what screams out at me is like, this person's projecting, mm-hmm. like she's projecting a lot, onto the situation.
I want to know what he's doing that could really be getting her that upset. Like, changing the practice schedule or something?
She only refers to him as fake and lazy. So I don't know what. And she says he talks. It's a he? Lazy liar.
He.
The gym owner is a female.
Yeah. And then the all-star director?
Male.
Is male.
Has taken a lot of time off the season. Whoever these people are, we can't figure it out, but I'm sure people at the gym, that gym, could figure out who this is. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hints in here. Is ruining her program. Well, if the gym owner doesn't see it that way, you're projecting. You know, if the gym owner is going to be concerned about her gym, you know, if she says, give him a chance, give him a chance.
Trust her.
Yeah. So my instinct with this one is, and I say this out of, you know, compassion and love. I'm not trying to judge pissed at practice, but I kind of think you need to take a step back. And maybe just let the season unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you have specifics about this director, specific examples of something that he's done that, you know, warrants this anger, you might just want to chill. Really all I have to say.
Or write in with details. and we would love.
That dynamic is really weird.
What, the parent and the a director?
Well, the whole situation, because it sounds like she's close to the gym owner. She speaks very kindly of the gym owner. Mm-hmm. And then this guy's new, and she's very hateful toward him. Did you watch, I'm going to totally go off on a tangent here. Did you watch, what's her name, Dancing Queen on Netflix?
Alyssa Edwards?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. I've heard like a bunch of awesome stuff about it, but I haven't seen it.
Well, she owns
A dance studio.
And in the season, I watched it, so in the season, dang it, I'm going to have to put this in show notes now.
Show notes.
She had a new, I almost want to say like director of the dance team. I mm-hmm. feel like, you know, whatever the title was, but the new person. And this person came in with tons of experience and the parents basically ran her out of the studio with the way they treated the new person.
Really?
Yeah. So this reminded me a lot of that. Like, they just did not give her a chance. Everything
When you were watching it, did you feel bad for the new dance instructor?
I did. And those parents kind of terrified me because was like, you're not doing the best for anyone, you mm-hmm. know? And that's, again, that idea. Like, I have heard parents go, like, you know, when new teams are assigned, oh, if they didn't get this particular coach, you know, it's not going to be as good a year, or just jump mm-hmm. ahead and stuff like that. But I do think people don't do well with change. Some people, not all, but some yeah. people do not do well with change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that this might be one of those cases. And again, I don't have details, but just the way she signed off, the season just started, and I already want to quit, to me is very telling.
Or do you think this is a child writing in as her mom? And she let one slip.
No, I don't. I feel like it's a mom. And plus, do kids really say fake anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought fake is...
That's like at the top of their vocabulary. What do you mean?
I don't know. Did you see that thing I put on Instagram about like the old grandfather? Like every time these kids come up with a new term, you have to get an Urban Dictionary. I don't know. I think the fact that he's a new All-Star director, and I think that you did the right thing by trying to meet with the gym owner, but the gym owner's given you the direction.
Yeah.
And I feel like the lack of details of what he's done wrong is also very telling.
Mm-hmm.
Just being, you know, just name calling isn't enough to warrant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing specific. Did he yell at the kids? Did he, you know, what did he do?
Yeah, I really want to know. Yeah. I mean, like, because there's nothing really, I mean, like, parents have gotten mad at me for doing stuff, but I mean, like, there's nothing really like a coach can really do other than like drastically change their practice schedule or make them stay like an hour or two late, but I know some coaches that are like, if y'all don't hit this, we're staying like whatever past, and like parents upstairs are just like okay with it because like I guess they just know like
that's the sport,
that's how,
yeah,
and well, this coach is like has so many titles.
I mean, let me read this one more time before we let it go. The gym owner has taken a lot of time to do personal issues and this monster. See, to me, the way she's written this whole thing, you know, it's very telling. Like, she calls him a monster, mm-hmm. fake, a blank, a fake mofo. She's angry, but she doesn't give specifics. Yeah. So... her mom's tried to meet with her to let her know. She doesn't see his evil ways. She does not see his behavior with the teams. What does that mean?
So does that mean he's like behavior with the teams? I hope that doesn't mean anything like physical.
No. I mean, don't you think she would put that in if it did? That would be like, okay, she said, you know, he grabbed my child or blah, blah, blah.
But I would be doing more than writing into Marcus and Marisol.
Right? Well, right.
I would hope. I mean.
So it's not, I don't think it's physical. The way he talks to them and us.
Talks to them.
And us.
So is he like cursing at the kids? Then that's a problem.
Let me, a group of moms tried to meet with her to let her know, but she asked us to give him a chance. Your gym owner sounds reasonable. They are friends from childhood, and she doesn't see his evil ways. See, to me, I mean, this is my opinion. You wrote into the show, so I'm going to share my opinion. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, she's just upset because there's a new
she's
all-star.
Not all-star director.
She thinks she can do it better. She does not see his behavior with the teams, the way he talks to them and us. He's the fakest. And she's not saying, like, he's angry or he's yelling. Just fake. What does that mean? How do you judge someone on fakeness? You just started. You're walking into a new gym. You're the director of All-Stars. It's a new season. If he's trying to be polite and nice to people, like trying to, you know, not win people over, but, you know, be gracious. I don't know what that word is. I don't necessarily think that might be fake either. Mm-hmm. So I agree with your gym owner. Give him a chance. And I think you might, you know, need a little cheerleading detox. Pissed at practice. Maybe you shouldn't be at practice.
I wonder if that's about me.
I don't think so. Well, no, it's a she.
A gym owner. Okay.
Yeah, and took a lot of time off due to personal issues. And it's a new All-Star director. Now, that would be my... What do you have to say? What would your advice be?
I say write in with details so we can help out.
Oh, Lord. All right.
That would be fun. But I mean... But yeah, if the gym owner is really trusting this person, then take a chance.
Yeah.
If he's talking to you in some type of way, then absolutely let that be known. But it's just cheerleading.
It's just cheerleading. And I do think the way she signed off, she's a little too into it.
I want to know details.
Pissed at right, practice.
Pissed at practice. Holler back at us.
Give us more details.
I'm ready. Let's get it.
This is what we need pissed at practice. We need to know specifically what the All-Star director has done. Like, specifically, what makes him the fakest mofo in the world.
I'm ready for it.
And what are his evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
Deal?
Mm-hmm. Done.
Okay.
And now we're really excited about this. We've had a couple delays, mainly on my part because Marcus is a whacked out cheerleading coach. But we have editor of Inside Cheer Magazine, Patricia Duffy. Hey, girl, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are y'all?
We're so good. Living the dream, like always.
In a Prius.
In a Prius. Not the normal red Prius, but my silver Prius.
Oh, I love Priuses. My boyfriend wants one really bad.
They're quiet. They're good recording studios.
Yes, they are.
Much better than my home. So... Inside Cheer Magazine. Tell us about that. How did that, how long have you guys been in publication? How did that start? Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So Inside Cheerleading Magazine starts in the mid-2000s. It's actually the baby, the brainchild of Chris Kuratke, who I have the pleasure of having as my boss. He's our CEO and president and publisher. But it actually started as kind of a spinoff, not that it doesn't get as much attention, but it started as a spinoff from one of our original magazine, which is Inside Gymnastics Magazine, which started in 2002. So Inside Gymnastics has been around for about 16 years now. And the Inside Cheerleading came soon after because we realized this need for a niche sports media magazine for the sport of cheerleading. So that's kind of how it started. And what we do as Inside Cheerleading Magazine is we really try to tell the featured stories of the athletes of the sport and really help out the athletes of the sport, whether it be for All-Star or Sideline or Recreational. We kind of highlight a little bit of everything. And we also love to really spotlight great photos and just really outstanding athletes.
You guys do an amazing job because I think it was last week, you posted a cheerleading routine from, I want to say, Manila, the Philippines. It was like a Coco. Did you see that?
Oh, the Coco.
The Coco inspired. Routine. And I'm like now like scouring the internet looking for footage to post on our website. And you guys posted that. And it was amazing.
No, that was really cool.
And we shared it. We shared it from... You know, we didn't just take it on social media, at least. I don't know what is happening with the website. But you guys find and have some wonderful information to share with the public. So thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's a really fun job. And last week when I actually, we have a small office, but we have a team of about 10 people that work full time for the company and publish our various magazines. And one of my coworkers actually showed me that, and I just like my jaw dropped. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, this is what cheerleading in the United States needs to look like.
Well, and totally. When I saw that, I was actually my instinct was like, oh, are we ever going to catch up? Like, that was my thought.
Are we going to ever catch up?
I mean, 6 minutes. That's what really, like, blew my mind. Like, of course, you know, they had, you know, different areas of their routine, maybe, like, stunt-wise that they could clean up. But overall, it was a really, like, outstanding, clean, just overall like wow factor routine. Like I saw so many things that I thought would look great in routines before, but they brought it to life. And for that to be happening, for them to go 6 minutes straight, I was like, we have to share this with our followers. And it's stuff like that. It's just so fun to be able to like expose to people and just bring a smile to people's faces and, you know, get the wheels turning also with coaches and just athletes in general.
Absolutely.
I love, 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 love a themed routine.
Yeah.
I love a themed routine. So that was always really fun. How did you get this position? Were you a cheerleader at all?
Yeah, I actually was. So I cheered for about 12 years, all-star and school. I started in all-star when I was six-ish. I was doing dance and gymnastics and cheer, and my parents made me choose. So I chose to cheer. Sometimes I regret it because my body hurts a lot. Overall, I mean, I loved it, and I'm glad I made that decision. But yeah, I cheered for 12 years. I cheered in Columbus, Georgia. My dad's military, so Fort Benning is right there next to it. It's the largest infantry base in the States. And I cheered for Freedom All-Stars early on, and then I changed to Python All-Stars.
Nice.
So really, like, we're a gym that's based solely in the Southeast. We have a few, like, satellite gyms, but I cheered with them all the way through turning 18, and then I graduated. So then I went to the University of Georgia.
Go Dogs!
Go Dogs! So I went to the University of Georgia. I did try out for the club cheerleading team and did that for the first couple of months of my freshman year. But during practice one day, I hurt my ankle, which I have really bad trouble with my ankles. Mm. Just from the hard mat that we compete on for high school cheer in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided then and there to just kind of put it aside and retire. And so I spent the rest of my college years focusing on my career. So I majored in journalism with a focus in sports media.
Oh gosh, you like went, you did your thing.
And then I graduated last year. So I'm actually, I interned with a company the summer of 2017 and graduated last December 2017. I've been with the company for about a year. And I did not actually start off editing Inside Cheer, even though obviously I have a strong background in it. I was doing more of our social media and our digital side for all of our magazines. And then I got the opportunity to starting this summer and took it over. So.
Congratulations.
That is so awesome. Congratulations.
Cheerleader does
Thank
good.
You.
So
Thank you.
You have, you know, you have this wonderful perspective of being in cheer, then, you know, going to college, now working in, still in the industry of cheer. So you've seen a lot of changes, or as it's changing, evolving, you're getting to witness that. So what are your thoughts on it? Because that's kind of like where Marcus and I are constantly like, oh my gosh, what's the future look like?
There's so much going on. Like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Yeah.
You tell us.
Yeah, I mean.
So we can tell our audience.
I got to say, I mean, from what I say, when I'm talking with my coworkers a lot and we're talking about, you know, a story that we're doing an upcoming issue or something, and or we're talking about, you know, products that we want to put out because we have apparel and stuff that complements our magazine that we appeal to, you know, the cheerleaders of today. And, I mean, obviously I'm very young. I'm 22. And I still, I mean, there are obviously cheerleaders out there today on open teams and stuff that are my age. Mm-hmm. So I can relate really well, you know, compared to a lot of my coworkers who are a little bit older than I am. So when I'm looking at this and I'm seeing it from a cheerleader's perspective, I'm just like, even, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was still cheering All-Star, still cheering school, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, the changes that have taken place, especially with just the overall presentation of cheerleading.
Absolutely.
All-Star with like the, I mean, big hair has been a thing, but I feel like big hair and the makeup and the themes and stuff has really like taken on a life of its own over the past like 4 or 5 years. And at the same time, you have like the Olympic movement where they're trying to, we're tr- trying to, you know, be approved as an Olympic sport and get into the Olympics in 2024, 2028. And it's like, I feel like it's going in a million different directions. And honestly, like,
that's how
sometimes I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's how we feel. We last week we were talking about, you know, the Coaches Alliance. Is it called Coaches Alliance or Alliance Coach? I always get it backwards. Coaches Alliance letter. And, you know, last year we had a interview with Jimbo from Woodward. We had this great conversation about are the big gyms, you know, going to just wipe the floor with the little gyms? And it's ever evolving. We don't really have an answer going into, like, this season, how the changes are going to, you know, actually go into effect or what is going to happen. But it's exciting to watch. Yeah,
that's what keeps it super exciting.
Like, how is it all going to come together? So let me ask you, we've had some questions about, you know, that come in from the audience. And one of the questions that we've talked about is the makeup and the glam. Does that hurt the sport of cheer? We had this great parent who wrote in and wrote this funny piece about it. And we thought we would ask you, compared to, because, you know, you're a great resource. You have other sport magazines that you do as well. So, like, compared to gymnastics something else. Like, what else is in the Olympics that's a girl's?
The first one that came to my head was curling.
Okay.
curling. That's a very low maintenance sport.
Super low maintenance. Walk out in sweatpants.
I was looking for, like, synchronized swimming or something. Yeah. But the
like synchronized figure skating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is a component of, I'm trying to think of what the showmanship.
Presentation.
Mm-hmm. But it does seem to be amplified in at least all-star cheers. I can't really speak to other types of cheer. But do you think that does a disservice to the sport?
How other people see it?
How it's perceived as far as from other people that are not within the sport?
Yeah. So I think it's a really multifaceted question. I mean, you could go many ways with that answer, but... I mean, I think the big thing is, I don't think that how we glam up, how we do hair, how we do makeup and stuff should take away from the sport. I don't think we should be judging off of, somebody should be coming in and judging off of that. And I don't think when they consider cheerleading for the Olympics that, you know, the International Olympic Committee should turn and be like, no, because they do it a certain way, because we present our sport a certain way versus other presentation type sports, or performance sports, that we should be, you know, completely just no, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, I think there is a balance that needs to be had, because ultimately for cheerleading to, you know, say take that Olympic sports step, we will be taking on people who basically the IOC will want to see, you know, if it's going to be, you know, popular, if people around the world are going to tune in to see the Olympics cheerleading. And I think that they will. But I mean, some people who are just now being introduced to the sport, or 4-year fans, as like we like to call in gymnastics, they're amazed by the athleticism, but I don't know. I mean, some people might be, and I think there needs to be research done to see, you know, what people, if it turns people off, I guess you could say, or turns people away, to see, you know, turn on the page and maybe they see it as, it's really become like a pageantry, like almost like for beauty pageants.
That's a fantastic answer, because it is multifaceted. It's a complicated concept to try to, like, dissect in a one call or conversation. But I do think it's something the industry, moving forward, thinking Olympics, you know, needs to have, because, and I don't have an opinion either way about it. But I will say, and this is a completely informal, more anecdotal than any kind of research, but I've always loved talking to the dads at the competitions, like, you know, what their take on things are. And so many of them do think of it as a sport when they see their kids and they've seen them over time. They, you know, they just are, it's a sport. It's, they're all in, you know, that's where we got that idea about doing, that fantasy cheerleading app.
Yeah.
But then we thought one of the distract or one of the things that we thought not to do it is because of the glam, that it would, it's not really going to look like a sport. It's going to look like a bad Tinder. So I thought that was an interesting commentary from men who watch the sport. They don't see it. And this again is not a scientific study. It's very anecdotal. They wish that the glam was taken away, that it was just based on the stunting, the tumbling, and so forth. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But I don't know. But I also love, I love musical theater, so I love showmanship. I love they come out there with big hair, and, you know, if I can see their makeup, which I really can't, but if I can, I can appreciate it. So I really don't have a strong opinion either way. I'm just interested to see where it lands.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And I think with the Olympic sports, I mean, I don't think by any means will it be, I don't think that the showmanship and the pageantry needs to be taken away from cheerleading completely, where we're going out there like barefaced and with these just like completely like covered up, boring, you know, run of the mill uniforms and stuff. Because I mean, gymnastics and, you know, figure skating, they have their beautiful mm-hmm. uniforms and leotards where they get to express themselves. And then, you know, makeup, they do emphasize their makeup where it's natural, but it's in a beautiful way. So, I mean, I was at the U.S. Gymnastics Championships and the World Championships in Qatar recently.
Oh, and wow. I want your job. You're 22 and you got to go to Qatar? Let's switch.
But I mean, I was sitting there talking to, you know, Simone Biles and a lot of their
name drops Simone. Stop.
You know, just chilling with my girl Simone and hold on, what? Oh my god. I wanna hang out with you, literally. That sounds like so much fun. I'm sorry, proceed. I have to stop for a second.
If you had seen his face when you said
seriously, if you love her, if you follow her on social media, you'd love her in person. She is the absolute, like, absolute character. I mean, she's otherworldly. She's just, like, not even of this earth, I swear. She's just physically, like, with her skills and then also with her personality. I mean, she just takes it to the next level. I don't think I've ever met a gymnast or cheerleader with that kind of just pizzazz. I don't know what to say. She's just got that special something that really, like, makes her.
She's got that star quality.
I don't know where, I've never spoken to her, but that's how she got me. Just like, I don't know, just her smile is so, like, welcoming over the television, and I'm just like, I bet she's really fun. I want to hang out with her.
You watch her on, like, Instagram and on television and stuff, and you, like, see, like, you're just already, like, tanking in. She has that really, like, she just draws you in with her personality. But, I tell you, her personality is, like, 10 times that, 100 times that when you're talking to her in an actual, like, conversation, you're interviewing her, like, in the mix zone. I mean, she, like, she develops this relationship, and she pulls everyone in around you, and just, like, I mean, you just don't leave an interview with Simone or leave a conversation with Simone without smiling, like, aww, ever.
It's just wonderful.
We're laughing crazy. I mean, she nicknamed her kidney stone at the World Championship. She talks about getting pizza. I don't even know. I mean, and then she's also really honest. She's like the first one, you know, everybody, it doesn't matter what sport you're in, you could be a cheerleader or a gymnast, and if you have a bad day or something, or your things just aren't going well for you, a lot of people will try to sugarcoat it and be like, no, I mean, I was fine, like, I'll just do better next time. But I mean, she had a rough day at the World Championships, and she came back there, it was in the all-around final, and she won despite falling twice, and she was like, I'm just I'm so pissed off with myself. I did not do my best. And she was basically like, I'm just mad that I still won. Like, if one of my other competitors, a Japanese competitor, went out there and did her best and hit everything. And like, the fact that I could still win is just frustrating because I didn't deserve it.
Wow.
And so she's definitely a absolute star, and I'm going to be so sad when she retires, but hopefully not anytime soon.
Well, can we talk a little bit about power tumbling?
Oh, yeah.
So tell us how, because I feel like that's kind of a, it, correct me if I'm wrong, Marcus and Patricia, but I kind of feel like that's like a sister of between gymnastics and cheer. Would that?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Would that kind of fall in between? Okay.
Yeah.
And didn't they just have something in Russia, power tumbling?
Yeah. Angel was at.
Yeah.
Angel Rice, who, you know, is an exceptional.
I talk about her like she's my bestie by her first name. Angel, you know.
Angel was in Russia. So did you guys cover that in Inside Cheer or Inside Gymnast? Or where would you cover power tumbling, actually?
No, so we haven't. Power tumbling, although I follow it and we post about it a little lot on our gymnastics and cheerleading pages, we don't follow it dedicated yet. Because I think it is still very, it's growing and it's still pretty small.
It's brand new, right? As far as, how's it different than gymnastics? That was kind of my question, but I felt like I was going to be dumb by asking it.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, it's just, you know, they're tumbling on, it's a split second. So it's very similar to in gymnastics, terms. It's very similar to the vault where you go and you do a pass and you're done. Mm-hmm. It's not like a full, you know, routine where it's like 2 minutes on the beam or the floor or, you know, a minute on the uneven bars. It's really, you go and you do your, like, you're on there for 6 seconds on a rod floor and you do your pass and you're done. But then obviously it's got that mix of tumbling and cheerleading, skills and, or gymnastics and cheerleading skills. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty new and, it's developing, but it's growing rapidly. And I think people like Angel Rice are just making it to bringing so much attention to it and bringing kids where they're like, I don't want to necessarily do gymnastics. I don't want to necessarily do cheerleading, but oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like this looks so much fun.
Did you see that double layout type thing? That was like, what they do is insane. I feel it shouldn't be possible, but,
physically,
right? But I
think that all the time. I keep thinking Carolyn Day and Aaron Craven, if they ever procreated, that child would like come out flying. It would just like
just that.
I'm like, how do you two do the things that you do? I don't understand the, I don't even physics.
Carolyn Day is amazing.
Yeah, which
I'm sure she would be amazing in a power tumbling.
She's one of our brand ambassadors. She's on Team IC.
Oh, sweet.
Which is like our group of brand ambassadors. We love Caroline. She's been on our cover before, and she's just the sweetest, and her family is the sweetest.
Oh my gosh,
she's outstanding.
She was on our podcast season one. She was very kind to do it, and I was actually over Thanksgiving on social media, I don't know if you noticed, but they were on, I think her family went to, I want to say Colorado or somewhere for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And their social media just looked, I was like, this is beyond Norman Rockwell. This is taking Norman Rockwell. It's like, I want to come back in my next life as a day child.
Okay. And they're all just beautiful.
Like, they're all like humble.
And they're all like, insanely talented.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even the youngest sister is, I think she like just got into double digits, like already throwing standing fulls and like doubles, and like that whole family is just insane.
Okay, Patricia, I've got one more question for you, and then we'll throw you over to Marcus for some rapid fire. But so. I'm always very interested in the cheerleader who's done All Stars for a large portion of her life, then goes to college and does not cheer or doesn't cheer very long. I always, like, even yesterday when the season started for many people, I kept thinking about cheerleaders I know who aren't cheerleading and kind of like, oh, are they like is it like massive FOMO going on? Like, like, is there like a sense of like almost grieving when your career's over and, but you know, the whole sport's still continuing?
Yeah, how did you handle that after, like when you started in college and like you hurt your ankle and like you realized that like this was it? How did you handle that?
Yeah, so I think it's really a complicated question because I cheered so much. I did All-Star and then I did school. And at one point I was on, you know, the football cheerleading and doing basketball cheerleading and doing competition for school and like two All-Star teams. I mean, I've had obviously a lot of girls do multiple teams nowadays, but I did that. And I mean, when I graduated, I wasn't just like a dedicated cheerleader. Like I was a dedicated cheerleader. I cheered for my whole life and that was my sport. But outside of cheerleading, I was, you know, my senior class president and editor in chief of the yearbook and, you know, cheerleading captain of my school team. And, really focused on I was going to college at the same time as dual enrolled so I could get ahead in my college credits. So I think my life just, I was so involved in so many things that when I made the decision during my fall freshman semester of my time at the University of Georgia, and I was like, I have to do this, it was sad and I was disappointed. But I had so much other stuff going on at the time that I just, and I wasn't really, what's the word? I wasn't really like fully invested besides my sister who was doing school cheer still in high school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really invested in the cheerleading world at that time. So it was easier for me to like remove myself and just kind of, honestly, for a few years there, I was still following cheerleading and I was still supporting my sister who like won region with her high school team and, you know, was doing so well with at state championships and stuff. But for a few years there, like my freshman, sophomore, junior year, I just kind of took a step back and I really wasn't very involved in the cheerleading world. And honestly, for a time there, I didn't think I would get back into it. Like I said, I was still following it kind of, like a little bit away and just kind of, I would check in and see stuff and I would watch routines and stuff and see how Team USA performed or what happened at Worlds, who won. But, I took that step back. And then the opportunity presented for me to intern with Inside. And I was really focused on the gymnastics side. Then my boss brought up the option for me to, you know, contribute my cheerleading knowledge. And that's when I re-entered the world of cheer. But now that, like, I took that time off and kind of re-entered it from this journalism, very, you know, I would say unbiased, but I have this passion for the sport at the same time. It's given me a new appreciation for it. I see it from two different sides. And it's like, I do have that FOMO at times nowadays. I've had a lot of FOMO the past year where I'm, you know, sitting in front of the stage at Worlds and watching the teams compete. And I'm just like, I would really love the opportunity to go out there and do one more time. Or I look up and see if I can find like an open team around here where I could go and just join an open squad in Atlanta. And, you know, maybe see if I can make it one more year and make it to Worlds and compete on that stage because I never got that opportunity. But then at the same time, I just love watching it and being able to be a part of it with my background and being able to know that cheerleading is going to be a part of my life for years to come and, you know, hopefully my children's lives and see the sport develop and have a hand in that. So one day, hopefully, I'm covering cheerleading at the Olympics and getting to see my sport come full circle.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That was a beautiful answer. And I think it's great for a lot of our listeners who are in that phase because I have a sense that a lot of people want to stay, have a foot still in this industry or in cheer. It's not bread, I don't think, from a money position. It's more like they just love it. Yeah. And they go off to college and they're still, you know, living their life. But I feel like there's this pull that they wish they could figure out a way to come back into the sport of cheer in a you know, business capacity. And so I think you're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful example of that. So thank you. And thank you so much for coming on.
No, this was so awesome.
On the podcast.
And, you know, just kind of shameless plug,
no,
I guess.
I was gonna ask you, please, plug.
If there's any, you know, if anybody is listening who is, you know, has graduated and is in college or maybe just recently graduated from college and is looking for an internship opportunity or an opportunity to contribute and contribute their knowledge to cheerleading, we're always looking for interns. We're always looking for writers, and we do remote internships and in-office internships. So you can always reach out to me. And my name is Patricia Duffy. I'm Patricia C. Duffy on Instagram, or you can just message us on our Instagram account at Inside Cheer.
And let them know you heard it on Cheerbomb.
Oh, yeah. Let us know. Let me know you heard it on Cheerbomb. You'll get to the top of the pile.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Okay, so we're going to shoot you through some rapid fire questions with Marcus.
Marcus style rapid fire, which is not rapid at all. Okay, so I just want to hear some of your favorite stuff, and I'll try to keep this as quick as possible. Ready? Okay. Start with something easy. Favorite food.
Favorite food. Mashed potatoes.
Ooh, favorite television show.
Gilmore Girls.
Favorite.
Love it.
Favorite movie.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Love Actually.
Oh, that's mine too.
Yes. favorite cheer-related memory.
Winning Cheer Sport Nationals in 2010.
That is the best feeling ever. Those jackets are the best. favorite routine that you have not competed in.
Routine. So, like somebody like watching somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to say a Panthers 2018, just because they broke the curse and it was an incredible routine.
It was. Yeah. It really was. Favorite routine that you have competed in?
If you take it back to when I was like a peewee, when peewee division still existed. We did a routine, and I don't remember much about it, but I do know that during the dance we did, we kicked up our leg and played our legs like a guitar to, I forget what it was called, but it was some kind of rock and roll song. And then we also did these boots are made for walking in another routine. So two of my favorite.
Those are awesome. Yeah. This is a new one. A favorite social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or Facebook?
Instagram, definitely.
Insta. And last one, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family and my parents. My parents and my boyfriend, who I love very dearly and supports me no matter what.
I now have FOMO. Okay. I want her life. I want to be 22 with a boyfriend and an editor at a cheer magazine. Right.
Oh, he's great. Check back in a couple weeks, months, and maybe he won't be a boyfriend anymore. Maybe he'll be
young. Good vibes.
Let us know. Let us know. Thank you so much.
This was awesome.
Yeah, and especially when she said Gilmore Girls and Love Actually, I knew we had a connection. You like good writing, is what you're saying, because Gilmore Girls is amazing writing. Yeah. Dialogue is just amazing. So thank you so much, Patricia, for getting up early. I know this is early on your end, and doing this with us. We really, truly appreciate it.
Of course. And if you ever need anything, just let me know. You know where to find me. And to everyone listening, make sure to follow us on Instagram, and we hope to see y'all. I hope to meet y'all in person. Oh, and maybe a competition.
That's a plan. We have a plan. We're working on it.
I'll be at Cheer Sport Nationals and Worlds, and just hit me up.
Okay. That was such a fun interview.
No, she was so awesome, though.
She was so much fun. That was a lot of fun. Those are one of the ones that we could have just gone on and on and on.
Oh my gosh.
And talked about.
I'm still obsessed with how she casually just brought up Simone Biles. It's like, hold on, rewind. Do you not know? No, you know who that is, but that is Simone Biles.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
I thought she was a great also representation for a lot of cheerleaders who have gone off to college.
Yes.
And are who are maybe interested in coming back mm-hmm. into the industry with, you know, some sort of profession. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful example of how absolutely. You can do it. So
show notes, application.
Oh yeah. Stop with the show notes. So what do we have coming up? We have a couple of exciting interviews. I know in January, we're starting the January 4th podcast. We're doing the whole podcast with
CheerFit.
CheerFit. And we're going to use their hashtag CheerFitStrong mm-hmm. In requesting, you know, new year, new you questions.
So heck yes.
If you are wanting to know how to be a healthier cheerleader, if you want to know how to improve your jumps, if you want an exercise routine to lose weight or to get more flexibility, any specific questions you have, she's going to answer them all for us. So use the hashtag CheerFitStrong on Instagram or write into Dear Marcus and Marisol.
Yes.
Also check out our new website. It's updated. If you're doing a little shopping, check out our store because we have links to some books and cheer-related things from Amazon. Excuse me. And that's all I got.
A huge shout out to Marisol for handling social media because you have been killing it.
Did you see that one that went like crazy?
Yes.
On Facebook? The Kevin Hart one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That every time we talk about like money and cheerleading, mm-hmm. parents, you can just feel how it relates. So, did you see someone tagged Varsity on it?
And I feel like they responded. They said something.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see the response. Okay, so let's tell, in case you don't follow us on Facebook, we posted, it was a meme. I posted a mm-hmm. meme. It was Kevin Hart, and he had this like questionable look on his yeah. face. And
you know the Kevin Hart look.
And it said something like, when, you know, you're asked to pay for a competition when you've paid for your child to be in that competition.
Yeah.
And we had so many shares and so many likes and people commenting and talking, you know, mm-hmm. and when most of your posts only get so much interaction and then you get one post that goes like that, you know, it's something that, you know,
it means something
to people. And so someone tagged Varsity on the comment section. I was walking into Publix and I was like, oh my God.
Here we go.
I didn't see their response. I didn't see
their feel like they responded. I feel like I saw their like
a reply. So yeah, so maybe that's a topic for another day that we will touch upon. You know, the charging of admission. Yeah, it is, you know, between the parking and charging to see your kid.
In the sport that you paid for and you've spent already so much money on.
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about that in the future. But thank you for the social media.
I guess.
Shout out.
Killing it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Episode 21 in the can.
Boop.
Hey there. This is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheer Bomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast. And if you want to ask Marcus and Marisol a question or get some advice, go to the Cheer Bomb website at cheerbomb.com, then click on M&M question. Who knows? Maybe it will be on the next episode. Have a great week.
Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.
Wherever you go, however you go, for energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.